The birds are mocking me. A Dream SMP work written by From Jenna under the pseud Jenna and read by a multi-voice cast of Fenton Marshes as narrator,
Out_4_lunch as Tommy,
Numinosity as Ranbu,
and Dia Passan as Tubbo.
Summary: Wilbur gets himself unceremoniously turned into a crow, so Tommy becomes a bird sitter. Also, Tubbo and Ranbu are there. Tommy Innit has encountered a variety of problems throughout his life. Many of them can be traced back to a bitchy older brother, a lack of self-preservation, and/or a particularly weird green bastard. He perseveres, though, as big men do, and he is the biggest man of all. However, today he is facing a problem that is testing his truly heroic patience.
"Dry yourself off,"
he commands a crow standing innocuously upon the ground. The crow in question has shiny black feathers, a somehow obviously faux quizzical expression, and two intelligent dark eyes. A pretty specimen, had he not been soaking wet from flouncing around in the snow. The crow caws mournfully in disagreement. He sounds oddly argumentative.
"If you want to sit on my shoulder,"
Tommy proclaims,
"then you have to dry yourself off. Or you can just roll around in the snow, see if I care. I don't, by the way."
The crow stares at Tommy with a shockingly unimpressed expression. He does not move to dry himself off. Tommy narrows his eyes.
"I'll leave you out here,"
he says by way of a threat.
"I will, bitch."
Now the crow makes a sound that is closer to a scoff than a bird's vocal cords should be able to make. If he had eyebrows, he'd probably be raising one.
"Do not fucking test me."
Tommy crosses his arms.
"You really should be back with Phil's flock, honestly, since you're a bird now and shit."
The crow makes a very discontented caw, as if meaning to say, "You stupid gremlin child, I'm not gonna go with the flock, what if he sees me?"
"It would be good if he saw you,"
Tommy says, replies primly.
"He'd probably be able to sort it out, and you'd finally leave me alone."
He does not mention how he definitely does not fear being alone, being without him again, because he does not fear that, which is why he would be perfectly fine with the crow leaving him alone. Really, the best option would be the crow fucking off to the woods, but Tommy can't bring himself to say that. The crow flaps over and pecks sharply at Tommy's leg.
"Oi!"
he yelps, kicking his leg out.
"Stop it! Stop it! Seriously!"
This leads to a gangly teenage boy and a wet crow jumping around a snowy landscape near a large mansion. It's nearly comical, a blur of blonde hair and white and red, chased by a feathery mass. The crow eventually hits Tommy none too gently with a wing and perches comfortably onto his shoulder. The flurry seems to have dried him off a bit, but Tommy still scowls and half-heartedly bats at the bird.
"I'm gonna go talk to Tubbo now,"
he tells the bird seriously.
"And you will not be a bitch. I know, that's hard for you, but we're gonna go mine stone for your stupid project. If you pull any shit, I'm gonna go right back to Phil's and fucking throw you at him. Understand?"
The crow caws a disgruntled sound of vague affirmation, shifting on Tommy's shoulder and seeming to purposefully dig his talons deeper into his arm. Tommy exhales loudly through his nose. He goes up to the mansion door, knocks it, and prays his friend will not ask about the bird taking up residence on his shoulder. He doesn't have to answer questions anyway, does he? Yeah, he doesn't. Tubbo answers it quickly enough. Behind the curtain of his overgrown bangs, he peers at Tommy and his new avian companion.
"Hi,"
he says.
"Is that Wilbur but somehow turned into a crow?"
Tommy breaks. He grabs one of Tubbo's hands imploringly.
"Yes, help me."
"You know, it's not that surprising,"
Tubbo says, observing Wilbur the crow. Wilcrow? Crowbur? Squawking around. He had taken Tommy into the house and over to Michael's to discuss the elephant, bird, in the room.
"What do you mean, not that surprising?"
Tommy asks, watching his older, resurrected, now-a-crow brother flying around his best friend's baby, zombie piglin son. What the hell even is his life?
He's a bird, Tubbo.
Well, I doubt it's permanent,
says Tubbo.
Chances are that it's happened before.
Tommy, well, had he been the lesser man, he would have been outright gaping. Off by the race car bed, Michael giggles as he reaches for Wilbur, flitting right out of grasp. It's almost as if they're both enjoying themselves.
You can't be serious.
Tubbo shrugs.
Phil's, like, birdish, so Wilbur is too. Some genetic stuff or whatever. Bam! Maybe he couldn't do it before the resurrection, or he was just better at controlling it or something. I don't know, man.
Tommy wrinkles his nose in thought. When he had found him back up at Phil's, Wilbur had seemed distinctly frustrated. Tommy had assumed it had been directed at circumstance, but maybe it was just at himself. Though it's awfully strange that Tommy, who has been stuck by Wilbur's side for ages and ages, would have never known.
Maybe,
he says, watching Michael jump for Wilbur.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, how do you know it was him anyways?
Tubby shrugs again.
How do you know it was him?
Tommy looks at the crow, ruffled feathers, amused squawk that is pitchy like a certain high-pitched laugh, dark eyes that look like they know too much. A bitch in every form, apparently.
That's fair.
He acquiesces before scowling.
He's just as annoying.
Tubbo grins.
At least he can't blow up a country like this.
Don't say that.
Tommy says, pinching the bridge of his nose.
I saw him with a flint and steel earlier. I swear he was trying to strike it.
Now Tubbo laughs.
Actually?
Tommy nods, shivering.
It was horrifying, Tubbo. Imagine Snowchester and there's just Wilbur Soot as a fucking crow trying to set her on fire. God.
To be fair,
says Tubbo, bright.
It would be an interesting way to go, at least.
Don't say that,
Tommy replies darkly.
He'll hear you.
God, Tommy's life is fucking weird.
I reckon that Wilbur's always been a bit birdish, honestly,
says Tubbo after a moment. Tommy furrows his eyebrows.
Meaning?
Dunno.
Tubbo pauses, gesturing vaguely as he elaborates.
Like, you know when he'd do that head tilt thing when he was thinking? Sort of like a bird, I guess.
Huh.
Says Tommy, passing this over.
Yeah, maybe.
He watches Wilbur settle down on the edge of the bed, finally, Michael slowly reaching out to touch his feathers with a surprisingly delicate-seeming trotter.
I wanted to get some stone mining today,
Tommy tells Tubbo after a moment.
You want to go? You could call Rambu if you wanted, maybe. If you really wanted to. Obviously, I don't want him there, but whatever.
Tubbo rolls his eyes fondly.
Yeah, I'll call him. Is Wilbur going to be all right?
Eh,
Tommy says, perhaps unwisely.
What's the worst that can happen?
Rambu says, rudely glancing at the crow perched on Tommy's shoulder, mismatched eyes darting back there again and again like a pinball.
Did you, is that...
Tommy sighs heavily.
Wilbur. The crow's Wilbur.
Wilbur caws an annoyed noise at this, pecking at Tommy's ear. Tommy valiantly does his best to ignore it. It is admittedly very difficult.
Oh,
says Rambu, wide-eyed. Well, eyes even wider than they usually are on the account of how he doesn't really blink.
Yeah, okay, cool. Cool. Is this a new thing?
Tommy glances at Wilbur, who looks like he's trying to hold himself much taller than his 2-odd feet tall body. It's funny, really, how he got so shrunken.
Yeah.
Tommy decides on saying.
It's very new. Will isn't sure how to control himself. Watch out, he might go batshit, or like birdshit, I guess. Hey!
Wilbur expresses his obvious appreciation for this by pecking with more frequency and frankly more power than a small little bitch should have. Tubbo and Rambu watch with a faintly horrified, very invested interest.
Do you think we should, like, I don't know, separate them or something?
Rambu asks.
No, I want to see who wins,
replies Tubbo without missing a beat. Rambu nods sagely.
Got it. Makes sense.
Tommy stumbles all around the hollowed-out mine. Wilbur seems to have taken the strategy of clinging as tightly and annoyingly as he can to his younger brother, It's honestly impressive, or so Tommy would have thought if his arm wasn't absolutely killing him.
I feel like I should have gotten popcorn,
Tubbo tells Rambu as the show continues.
Fucking hell, Wilbur, that hurts!
Tommy snaps finally. It's almost comical how quickly everything stops. Wilbur finally hops off and onto the ground. Tommy stares at him with obvious confusion.
Huh,
Rambu says.
Hmm,
agrees Tubbo. Wilbur ducks, crows, his tiny, ha, so tiny, head, nudges Tommy's leg in something that might be an apology?
What the shit?
Tommy states, dumbfounded.
Have you gone bird-brained or something? What the fuck?
Wilbur looks almost sheepish, crowish, and shuffles in place.
Man,
whispers Rambu.
This is so heartwarming.
Tubbo nods in agreement, rubbing at his eyes.
Yeah,
he says.
It's beautiful.
Tommy watches Wilbur for a moment longer.
Well?
He says, clearing his throat hurriedly.
Anyways, boys, better get working. Loads of stones at mining shit.
Oh, right.
Rambu says, quick, also clearing his throat, pointing at a random part of the mine.
Yeah. I'll just go over here.
Mm-hmm, I'm over here.
Adds Tubbo, moving over.
We did not see anything. Nothing at all.
Yep, totally.
Says Rambu in a very, very convincing way.
Good.
Mumbles Tommy, taking out his own pickaxe. When Wilbur comes over, flying hesitantly by his shoulder, Tommy only rolls his eyes, doesn't protest, and tries to balance his stupid bird brother as best he can. And it's nice, maybe, calling out to his friends, with Wilbur still trying to sort out his vocal cords and attempting to sing in a very crackly, croaky kind of way. Just a bit. Still really fucking weird, though, obviously. As the night comes around, Tommy goes back to his home. It was a fairly productive day, which is good. At least something even a bit convenient came out of the whole situation. He takes off his armor, changes into his nightclothes, sorts out all of his stuff from his inventory, only to find Wilbur, still crowified, asleep on the pillow of Tommy's bed.
Oh, come on,
whispers Tommy vehemently, poking a finger at the dark feathery pile on his comforter.
Wilbur! Will!
The bird does not budge. Tommy groans.
Fuck's sake,
he mumbles to himself, glaring at the eyesore on his bedspread. Had this been anyone but Wilbur, the sleeping crow might have been almost cute with his feathers all fluffed up. Tommy, for possibly the thousandth time this day, sighs to himself and nudges Wilbur as gently as he can over to the side of the bed, settling down on the other side on top of the comforter. It's definitely not the most comfortable position, and there's a chance that he'll roll on top of Wilbur or something in the night, but it's probably the best he can do without waking Wilbur up. Which Tommy could, really. He just isn't. And if Tommy wakes up in the middle of the night to find himself curled into the arms of his too tall, resurrected, and now human brother, well, he doesn't have to tell anyone, does he? They can sort all that out in the morning, after all. The end. Thank you for listening.